Today, down Gilead Lane.
Monica and I are getting a lawyer.
So, this is it then, isn't it?
Mr. and Mrs. Richter, do we have a case?
A lawyer, Tom?
It's open and shut.
Don't go there. I have to go there.
And in conclusion of today's service, Tom and Monica Richter have asked me to make a special announcement to all parents and concerned citizens of Coleraine. They'll be hosting a meeting here at First Church of Coleraine tonight, and if you're at all concerned about the welfare of your children, then it would be in your best interest to attend. Childcare not provided. So until next week, practice random good deeds. Dismissed.
Tom, there's Gene and Bill Smith.
I see them.
Monica, Tom, good to see you.
Hello, Gene. Bill?
I hope you two will be here tonight.
Oh, absolutely.
Planning on it. Speaking of children, where's Maya?
Oh, yes, we haven't seen her here at First Church for quite some time now.
Yes, well, Maya is over at the other church saying her farewells, as we have informed her of our desire to have her back in attendance here.
She'll be back next Sunday.
Well, may I ask, does this have anything to do with the meeting you two are hosting tonight?
Actually, yes. Have you two heard anything about this Bible study some of the children have been going to?
The one over at Grace Andrews? Haley just invited me to that.
Well, Jean, Bill, I would advise you not to allow Jessica to participate in that.
I know I'd never go to anything like that.
Hopefully no children will be going in the future. I, for one, do not stand for brainwashing or mind control.
Is that what you think is going on over there?
With Grace involved? I don't doubt it.
Now, Monica, let's just leave this for tonight. See you there.
We'll
you can count on it.
We ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Go in the grace and peace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Church is dismissed.
Wow. We're really going to miss having you here with us, Maya.
Well, I'm going to miss being here.
I just can't believe you can't come anymore.
Yeah, did your mom and dad even say why?
Mm-mm. They just told me things are going to change and that they wanted me back at their church. But I can still come over to your house and everything.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I think I want to go over by Grace and, you know, say goodbye.
Okay, honey. We'll see you later.
Yeah, now don't be a stranger.
I won't.
Yeah. Bye.
See you at school
tomorrow. Take care, sweetie.
Grace?
I wondered when you'd work your way over here.
Why are you still sitting here?
Oh, I was waiting for you.
Oh.
So, this is it then, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is. I'm kind of scared.
Scared of what?
Well, I guess it just seems easier to be a Christian when I can come here and be around all these people who believe like I do. It's not like this at my church. It's more like a country club.
I know it'll be tough at first, Maya, but you're going to be just fine. I know you will. Why, I wouldn't be surprised if God uses this time to make you even stronger in your faith.
But I just don't know if I'm a strong enough Christian to do it alone.
First of all, you're not alone.
Well, I know God's with me, but you know what I mean.
Second of all, you're already a lot stronger than you think. Why, just look at you. Do you know how proud I am of you?
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, you're being a good daughter and doing just what God tells us to do, even when it's hard and when you don't understand.
Because I'm obeying my parents?
That's exactly right. You're honoring them, even though it doesn't make sense to you. And that takes courage.
Thanks.
And you know that we're all going to be praying for you and for your family. And that's a pretty powerful thing.
I know. Grace?
Yes?
I'm really going to miss you.
Oh, I'm going to miss you too.
My
Mike, Mom asked you to wipe off the table after lunch.
I did.
Well, then why is it all sticky here? I can't let his grass get dirty.
Boys, no fighting. Come on, work it out.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Thank you.
Mom, you still haven't answered why you think the Richters made Maya stop coming to church.
The truth is, we really
don't... Why can't you just work up in our room, Justin?
Because your stuff is all over the desk, and Mom and Dad said...
Justin and Michael, that's enough.
I'm sorry, Haley. The answer is that we don't really know why Maya had to stop coming. But Maya needs to listen to her parents, because that's what God asks us to do.
You boys would do well to remember that. Mm-hmm. That was the second time in 2 minutes I asked you to stop arguing.
You should have heard them getting ready this morning.
Thanks a lot.
These bowls go up here, right, Mom?
Yes, and no tattling, Brooke.
Okay. Sorry, but Haley and I have hardly been able to take it these past couple days.
She's right. Whatever happened to brotherly love?
I'm a brother, and I've got love.
Yes, you do, Timmy. Boys, is there something going on with you two, or what?
Oh, I just feel like I can't even move without Mike being in the way.
You think I like it? I can't even walk in my room without running into some science experiment.
I can't even walk in my room, period, because all of your uniforms and bats and footballs...
Hey, come on, now settle down.
It's just not fair that the girls have always had their own rooms.
Don't take it out on us.
Yeah, it's not our fault.
All right.
Everyone, just stop. Come on. I know that we are all in an off mood because of the situation with Maya today, but that is no reason for us to be taking it out on each other. You understand?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, really, it's a pretty easy solution here.
What is it?
Well, boys do have a point.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. They've always had to share a room. Dad and I never thought about changing that.
And why would you, really? I mean, they're perfectly fine just the way they are. Mm-hmm. Boys don't need much space. They can run around outside if they need to. They like treats.
We're not pets, Haley.
Now, he has a point, Haley. They're human beings, and they have a right to just as much space in this house as you do if they need it.
But maybe they could
Now, I'm agreeing with Dad here. I think we should switch things around up there.
Yep, it's only fair.
Can I have your room then, Daddy?
Not quite, bud.
Oh. All
right.
Dad, mm-hmm. Do you mean they get our rooms and Haley and I have to share a room?
You've got mm-hmm. it.
Yes. No, I don't want to share with Brooke.
Oh, come on, Haley. I'm not that bad.
Decisions made.
Yes, all right.
Kill each other in there?
Yeah, it'll save us the trouble.
Oh, John.
Come on, you know I'm kidding. But you also know we needed this walk.
Oh, some peace and quiet.
Yes, ma'am. No, besides, they'll work it out. Mm. Nothing but a little jealousy.
Do you think that's what all this business with Maya is about, too?
Jealousy?
Mm-hmm. Now, I know it's more complicated than that, but don't you think when it comes down to it, jealousy is at the root of this thing?
Well, I'm surprised this didn't happen sooner, to be honest with you. And what really concerns me, though, is that meeting they're having.
You need to talk to him, John.
I've been thinking Oh, look at that. Speaking of...
John, Mary, just the folks I was looking for.
Hello, Tom.
Tom, how you doing?
Not too bad.
Good.
John, I was actually on my way over to your house, and... I've got some events coming up where I need a good public speaker, and I want only the best. So I was hoping that you'd agree to meet with me soon to discuss all this.
Well, certainly. I look forward to it.
Wonderful. What about tomorrow morning over breakfast?
Oh, well, I guess that'd be fine.
Perfect. Say 7 o'clock at Sunrise Grill?
I'll be there.
Great. You two have a nice walk.
Bye, Tom. Well, that was interesting.
Brooke, do you have to use both of these drawers? I can't fit all my summer clothes in my 3.
I already gave you part of my closet space, and you already have one extra drawer than me. Can't you just leave me what space I have?
Fine, but my stuff's gonna be so wrinkly.
Justin, you have to see this. I can't believe how much space Haley had in here.
Yeah, I know. Hold on. Well, let me finish sorting my experiment files. Brooke's desk is so much bigger than mine was.
Don't you love having so much room?
Yeah, look, I can even fit more books to fill up those shelves.
It's the best. I've my Lego town already to set up in that corner of my new room. Want to help me?
Oh, yeah, sure. Hold on. Look,
All I'm saying is that if you take the top bunk, you can't put your flowery bed skirt on your bed.
But why not?
Because it'll flap onto my head and block out all the light. So you either keep the bed skirt and take the bottom bunk, or lose it and take the top. It makes no difference to me.
Fine, let me think about it.
Well, hurry up.
For wanting to get away from each other, they sure seem like they're having a good time.
No kidding. They've been back and forth every 2 minutes. Made up your mind yet?
Oh, I just want my old room back.
Come on, Haley. It won't be that bad. You usually end up in my room at night anyway.
Only when I have bad dreams.
All right, you guys. Dinner's in 15 minutes.
Well, wrap it up there.
Your children may not yet be affected by the subtle brainwashing that's beginning in our very own Coleraine, but there will be no avoiding it if we allow this cult-like mentality to go on. Yes, question?
Do you really think this is comparable to a cult?
May I field this question?
Go ahead, Monica.
This is how cults begin. Grassroots in our own backyard. At first it may seem harmless, but seeds are subtly planted and minds are slowly controlled by the leader.
Where do you think the danger lies for our children?
Well, Bill, this Bible study is headed up by Grace Andrews. And what do we really know about this lady that we trust her with teaching our children?
Well, what about the advice article the Andrews lady has in the Coleraine Quarterly?
Excellent point. For now, I would just make sure your children are not reading it. We'll have to see what we can do about that.
Don't get us wrong, friends. We trusted our own sweet Maya to spend time with Grace Andrews and to attend this Bible study. But you've all seen how Maya's changed. She didn't even want to be with us anymore. Her own family. Excuse me.
That's all right.
That woman is intentionally taking our children away from us and bending them to her own will.
We apologize. Obviously, this is a little too personal for Monica and I. The point is, something must be done. And I think the most important thing that we can do is to keep our children from associating with her. Any other questions?
And you want coffee with that?
Yes, please.
Uh-huh. And what about you, honey? What do you have to drink with that omelet?
Coffee, please.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and please, and make sure it's fresh.
Right, I'll get right on that, sweetie.
Thank you.
Service these days. Last time I was here, the coffee tasted like cardboard.
Really?
Now, where were we?
let's see. I just accepted your offer of speaking at the dedication ceremony for the new park equipment.
Right. Only the best for our children, right, John?
Here you go. They just made this pot nice and fresh. Let me know if you need anything else.
Thank you.
As I was saying, our children deserve the best, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And I have to admit, I've had my doubts about their safety lately.
Really? And why is that?
Well, I'm sure you heard about the meeting we had last night over at First Church. Actually, we were sorry not to have you there. With our children's well-being as the topic of the night.
All right, listen, Tom, I know where you're headed with this, and you needn't bother.
John, all I'm saying is that...
No, you and I both know that we stand in disagreement with matters concerning grace and Bible studies and church events, right? Mm-hmm.
Just so you know, John, Monica and I are getting a lawyer.
A lawyer?
Yes. And I think you are being unreasonable and careless with your children.
And I think you and I both know there's no truth in that statement. This has more to do with you than it does with Maya, doesn't it?
Well, I guess there's no point in going any further. Where's the creamer? Ugh. Waitress! Miss!
Yeah, what is it?
Look at my coffee. The creamer came out in curds.
You said you wanted fresh coffee, honey. Not fresh creamer.
Justin says that he wants to borrow your swim goggles for a spearmint.
Through my top drawer. Oh, go tell Justin that I just figured out the Lego pattern for the spaceship.
Okay, but this is my last message. Here's the goggles. Mikey says that he just did the Lego spaceship.
Oh, cool. Thanks. Oh, and tell him I got good results on the experimental bath salts I was working on for Mom.
But... fine. Justin says that he did something with Mom's bath salts or something.
Huh? Oh, tell him that when I saw Maya at school today?
No, my legs are tired. Open that middle door and talk to him yourself.
But that'd be like having to still share a room. I need my privacy, you know? A guy's gotta be alone sometimes.
Fine. I'm going to find Mommy.
Can't you just tell Justin
no!
that...
Hey, you wanna keep this open for a while? You know, just in case we need to ask each other anything or something?
Yeah.
Mom? Dad? I know you're reading, but can I ask you a quick question?
We're not just reading, Maya. This is work. What do you need?
Well, I just had a question.
Can it wait? I really don't want to hear your voice right now. All you do is cause trouble.
Tiffany, what is it, Maya?
Well, I guess that I thought I'd just ask. I mean, well, I don't really understand.
Spit it out, Maya.
I just wondered if maybe you guys would change your mind about the church and Bible study.
There's no chance of that, young lady. And if you have any other ideas...
Okay, all right, Dad. I just thought I'd ask.
Well, you have your answer.
All right, I'm gonna go back up to my room now.
What, that's it? You're not gonna whine or cry or throw a fit?
Nope.
Why'd you even ask then?
Because I was just hoping.
And so now I suppose you're going to be all sullen and pout about our decision?
No. You guys are my mom and dad, and I have to listen to you.
Oh, brother.
Tiffany, that's enough. Maya, go get changed and be back down here in 20 minutes.
Why?
The lawyer is coming over, and he'll want to ask you some questions.
What lawyer?
The one we've hired to help us get a restraining order against Grace.
But, Daddy, I...
Go get changed, Maya.
You're the one who just said you need to listen to your mom and dad.
That's enough, Tiffany. Go ahead, Mr. Darty. Maya will cooperate with any questions you have for her.
So I only have to tell the truth, right?
Of course, Maya. Only the truth.
Truth. Right, sweetheart. You give me the truth, and I'll make us a case, all right? Don't you worry. Now, witness, isn't it true that you've been attending certain indoctrination classes held by Miss Andrews for quite some time now?
Well, we just started a Bible study over at...
Absolutely, precisely. And, witness, isn't it true
My name is Maya, sir.
Yeah, kid, I know, but don't interrupt my train of thought, all right? Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. Isn't it true, witness, that at these heretofore mentioned indoctrination classes, Miss Andrews has been coercing you to believe in a religiosity that is poles apart from what your loving and most excellent parents have taught you?
Huh?
Yes or no, witness?
Yes or no what?
Did you hear what I'm asking? Are you even listening to me?
Well, yeah,
Thank
but...
you, witness. We'll mark that as a yes to the last question. And further, does Miss Andrews not make you and other children engage in spiritualistic practices, such as meditations, prayers, and reading from ancient mystical texts?
Sir, if you mean reading the Bible and praying, yes, we do that. But it's not mystical, and there's no forcing or
anything... Oh, please control yourself, witness, and only answer the questions I ask. Now, wouldn't you say that as a direct result of these indoctrination classes held by Miss Andrews, you've become more attached to her distorted way of thinking and have rejected the love and teaching that your own dear parents have to offer you?
That's not fair. I love my mom and dad, but I still want to learn
Thank
with
you
her.
So much, witness. That's all the questions I got for you.
But I wasn't...
Maya, even... Mr. Darty said he was through.
Do we have a case, Mr. Darty?
Do we have a case? Mr. and Mrs. Richter, do we have a case? It's open and shut. This involves the tort of alienation of affection. Miss Andrews is clearly brainwashing your daughter and is obviously a menace to free-thinking people in your community. I highly recommend you engage my law firm in attempting to place a restraining order on this woman in order to prevent any further contact she has with your child.
Dad,
can't just listen to them in there.
They've been spending more time together than when they shared a room.
Oh, now, come on.
No, Haley's right. They're practically inseparable. And really, Haley and I just want our rooms back. Please.
Yes. Aww,
listen girls. To you two. We have spoiled you rotten.
You have not.
Now, listen, let's just wait and see. Now, it's only fair, you know.
Right.
We know.
But it really does seem like they miss each other or something.
No, I think you're imagining that, Haley.
Nuh-uh.
Hey, one at a time, please.
You can ask Justin.
Okay, can Mikey sleep in my room tonight since it's a double bed?
See?
Hi, everyone.
Yeah. Oh, look who's here.
Welcome, Maya. What is going on here?
Oh, nothing much. We're just discussing the room situation. And I have a strange feeling we're going to go back to the way things were.
I think so, too. Same feeling.
Yeah.
I was just getting lonely anyway.
Oh, is that what it was?
You weren't at school today, Maya. Were you sick?
No, I had to go see this lawyer my mom and dad got.
What are you talking about?
Dad got a lawyer?
Wait, quiet down, everyone. Wait. Maya, you had to speak with a lawyer?
Mm-hmm. Twice. Once the other night and then again today.
Why?
Kids, enough, please. What happened with the lawyer, honey?
Well, I guess they're trying to get a restraining order against Grace or something.
Against Grace?
Oh, that's going too far. Maya, is your dad at his office?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Are you staying for dinner?
If that's okay.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. I'll be back later.
Come in.
Tom, you have a minute?
John, I wasn't expecting you.
Yeah. Well, we need to talk.
We don't need to do anything.
Oh, yes, we do. You have gone too far concerning Grace.
Now, listen to me. I thought we agreed to disagree on this matter.
We did not agree on anything. A lawyer, Tom? Now, you made your little girl talk to a lawyer about this?
You don't have any idea what it was.
I have more of an idea than you know.
What do you mean by that?
You know what I mean.
What? Are you threatening me?
Threatening? No, Tom. But I will not stand by and watch you do this.
Do this to whom? Grace? Are you worried about that woman?
Actually, yes. Worried that her heart will break over what you're doing to your little girl. But that's not who I was talking about.
Then who?
You, Tom. I will not stand by and watch you slowly destroy yourself and throw away any chance you have at peace.
What are you talking about?
Listen. Mary and I know everything, Tom. Everything.
If you think that you know everything, you...
Relax. We've known for a long time, and we don't want to hurt you.
Then what do you want?
I want you to listen to me.
I'm all ears.
Good. All right, this isn't about Grace, Tom. It hasn't been for a while.
What are you talking about?
Man, just wait. Why are you doing this to your little girl?
Huh? Yes, let's back up a minute.
All right.
What you just said, this is my little girl we're talking about. My youngest, not yours, not Grace's. And if these last few months have any indication, I think maybe there's some confusion about that.
No, there's no confusion.
I beg to differ, John. I beg to differ. Ever since she started going to your little homegrown church, spending time with your kids, talking to that Grace, I don't even know her anymore.
All right, then get to know her, Tom. She loves you.
Don't tell me how to raise my children. We may not sit around holding hands and singing songs like you all do. I may not be a warm and fuzzy father, but we are a family. We're a family. And thanks to you and Grace and all that holy talk you do, I'm losing my daughter. Don't you people have enough kids without taking one of mine? She's my baby girl, John.
Yeah, she is. I'm just saying, do you hear yourself? You see, this isn't about Grace. You want your daughter back. And I know she wants you. No, I'm serious, Tom. And you've got to drop this lawsuit.
Don't go there.
I have to go there. Going through with this will only put a bigger wedge in between you and Maya. You don't want to do that to her or to yourself.
Well, I hadn't decided for sure anyway. That Darty character didn't seem too reliable.
Well, just think this through carefully, Tom. Please.
I think everything through. Monica called. She told me Maya was over at your house for dinner tonight?
I'm on my way home right now, and I'm going to send her home. Will you be there?
Soon.
Good. We'll be praying for you, Tom. We have been for a long time.
Don't do me any favors, please. I don't want to get into religion with you right now. There, we can agree to disagree.
I'll agree to no such thing. Goodbye, Tom.
Good night.
Coming.
Hi, Grace.
Maya, what are you doing here?
Finn, no licking.
Down, Finn.
I just came to say hi.
Well, you're not telling me something. Do your mom and dad know you're here?
Yep. I don't know why, Grace. They just said I could start coming again. My dad told me last night.
Well, I shouldn't be so surprised when God answers my prayers, should I?
Me neither.
Are you going to come in, have some lemonade, and stay a while?
I can't today because my dad's taking me to dinner and a movie. My choice.
He is?
Yeah, it's like a date night for me and my dad.
Well, I never. Mark my words, Maya, something big is happening in Coleraine. You go catch up with your dad. Then come on over tomorrow and tell me all about it.
I will. And maybe, someday, my dad will come down here to meet you, too.
I hope so.